Good morning. Welcome to the PTT teleconference for the third quarter and 9 months of 2020. We have here Mr. Augusto Reis, Chief Executive Officer and the relationship with investors. We would like to inform that the presentation is being recorded and you'll be able to listen to the teleconference. Then we will have the questions and answers at the final. If you need any assistance during the assistance, please let us know so then we will be able to ask for your support. We will also be able to receive questions for the RI team from the email. And the audio and the slides are being simultaneously transferred in the website www.ri.pdg.com.br, and we also have the presentations for download. So we also would like to make everything clear towards the businesses, perspectives, operational goals, and also the assumptions for the company. And we also have all the information available. These are also according to the future events and circumstances that might occur. The investors need to be aware of all the information and other operational factors that might occur, and also everything that we have. Now, I would like to give the word to Mr. Augusto Reis. Please, Mr. Augusto. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are all okay. I would like to thank you for your participation in the teleconference in which we will be able to provide the results of the PDG according to the third quarter and 9 months of 2020. We have the executive summary in which we will be able to provide information of the 9 months of 2020 and also the judicial recovery plan and the operational results and the financial results. As for the executive summary, we have some important information. We have registered a gross profit of 8 million for the third quarter of 2020, in which there is a gross margin of 19.4%, and there is an improvement of 9 points in relation to the last year. This improvement in the margin was caused according to the lowest impact of the accounting provisions for cancellations and the increase of INCC and IGPM. The net sales were 16 million for the third quarter of 2020. That represented a very significant improvement. And in this third quarter, we have registered lowest cash burn, in which there is a lowest increase in net debt in the last 2 years. We obtained a 14% drop in the net loss of the company that was for 613 million in 9 months of 2019. And our general expenses and administratives are in a decreasing trajectory, and there is a drop of 21% in the comparison for the 9th month of 2019. And these are also in line with our policy. Since the start of our recovery plan, the company has an amortization of public debt that were 289 million until the third quarter of 2020. As I've said, we have resumed the works of the Palm Beach, and then by the end of October, we also have a very important recovery plan, and everything is aligned in our commitment to solve. And the Palm Beach is located in Manaus City. And I also like to emphasize the commitment of keeping the company and having the ongoing negotiations with banks and other investors in order to seek for solutions and for the works that are unfinished. This is one of our biggest priorities at the moment. As for the next item of the agenda, our judicial recovery plan, we have two very important events that happened recently. In September, we delivered a proposal for the recovery plan, and we want to readequate the payment of labor creditors to our economic and financial perspective of the company. So then we will be able to have insolvency creditors and have no losses for the company. PDD has a very relevant mass of labor contingencies, and there is, according to the magnitude of the Brazilian real estate market, and that has brought a very passive labor for the third parties. In the last 11 months, we had the creditors and this improvement of the volume had a somewhat concern because that could provoke an imbalance. We also have labor risks, but the company believes that it will be possible to have everything solved without any financial loss. This addition will be submitted to a general meeting of creditors that will be on November 23 and November 3rd. And we will also have a second meeting in the November 3rd. Well, as everyone knows, we have an obligation of a judicial approval. We have every three anniversaries of the judicial approval of the plan. We have the unsecured creditors, and the creditors will be able to manifest. So then we will be able to have all the payments. On October 16, we had an announcement informing about the conversion and the capital increase. And we specified the initial conditions of the capital increase and the procedure that should be adopted by the insolvency creditors. They will be able to manifest until December 18, and we will be able to have all the requirements for the capital of the company with the creditors. This is an obligation and is foreseen in our plan. So this is nothing new. This was already okay. In slide 7, we also have the judicial recovery information. Well, there is a 14 million of the delinquency of the monetary correction and a 31 million. We also have payments. The impugnations and updates of the base resulted in 13 million of the public debt in the third quarter of 2020. Since the beginning of the recovery plan, we also had the insolvency debts of 289 million, and other amortizations will be for the insolvency debts. As for the results, financial, operational and financial results, well, for the third quarter of 2020, the gross sales were 38 million, 7% lower than the third quarter of 2019. And we also had 160 million. And the drop of the gross sales is also according to the company. There are all the units. This drop is according to the pandemic. So That's why we had this drop. So we had this impact. And that is according to the uncertainty of the moment. Our sales reached 9 million of the third quarter of 2020, representing 24% of the gross sales of the quarter. And we also reached 19 million, representing 17% of the gross sales. And this reflects one of our strategies to strengthen the cash of the company. So, since the beginning, we were able to focus without any need. We were not, we were focusing on the initial values. During the third quarter, we had 22 million, 55% lower than the third quarter of 2019. And that is in line with the second quarter of 2020. We had 64 million and a reduction of 46% in comparison to the 9 months of 2019. I also would like to emphasize in the last calls, our sales are 100% in concluded products. So then we are able to have the transfer process. And that makes the company to have a very short period. And that reduces the risk of cancellation of new sales. The total of the contracts are based in old sales. I think that it's very important to emphasize that because the quality of our sales today and makes the transfer process. And that eliminates the possibility of distraction. And we also have as a net sales 60 million. And 9 months of 2020, we had 52 million, 16% lower than 9 months of 2019. And also according to the COVID-19, it was able to reach positive results for the net sales. And that reflects our efforts for the company to digitalize the sales process, aiming and to effectively have the sales in the current situation. Well, as I've commented in our conference of the first semester, April and May were the months more impacted by the pandemic. Well, we also had a very conservative milestone. And in the third quarter, we had a very good rhythm of sales according to the units. So we were preparing ourselves to face very difficult moments. And all the strategy, we will be able to face difficult moments. And today, we know that this is very assertive, this is very accurate. In slide 10, we have all the general expenses, administrative and commercial. Well, the general expenses and administrative, there were no vary. And also for the legal and the financial consultancy between the third quarter of 2019 and third quarter of 2020, we had the commercial expenses for 84% and the reduction of the urban land and building tax. We had the commercial expenses reduced for 66% and the general expenses were summed with the commercial expenses, and we had an increase of 40% and 21% between the 9 months of 2019 and 9 months of 2020. According to this scenario, there is an uncertainty due to the pandemic, and we were able to adequate our costs, reduce our expenses, and increase the efficiency of our operation. Part of our efforts that we have dedicated has been according to the company and the increase of our collaborators. Even our company, we haven't had any campaign of firing collaborators or employees. So then we have reduced costs. And we were able also to hire new collaborators throughout these months. And I will talk to you through the other results that are very important. So we have a 4% of new hirings. And as for the stocks of the company, this stock after the third quarter, we had 1 billion. As for the third quarter of 2019, we had a 3% of the stock and 4,152 units. For the territory of 2020, the states of São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro concentrated 60% of the stock of the company. So the residential stock, we had 39%, and this is based on 60%. As for our prompt stock, we have some characteristics. 74% is located in São Paulo and Rio, 70% of products with sales above 60%, and 58% concentrated in the residential products. In the following slide, we have the extra bank debt, 45 million or 1% during the third quarter, and 55 million. The reductions of the public debt occurred according to the amortizations occurred in the quarter and the 10 million. In the slide 13, we have the extra bank debt, 70 million. And increased for 28 million and a lowest cash burn since the second quarter of 2018. And this has reflected the reversion of provision for the payment of interests and expenses. To conclude, in the slide 14, we have the demonstration of the results. There is a drop of 14% in the net loss of the company in comparison to the 9 months of 2019 and 9 months of 2020. We also had operational expenses, and the total of the operational expenses was reduced in 80%. And we had 80 million for the third quarter of 2020 and a gross margin of 19.4%. And we also have 6.3 points. And this result was according to the impact of the monetary actualization for the client-based balances. And also the results obtained by the company, we were able to have, in a drop of revenue scenario. So in this way, we are able to reinforce very positively that the company is not going to face problems of a lack of resources that might impact the operational activities. The concern that we have with the second wave of the pandemic in the North Hemisphere and also in the city of São Paulo, we are very concerned, but we are very careful with our teams and our employees. We are still executing our strategy of a total protection of the cash flow and by preserving the health of our collaborators. We are able to identify some opportunities in the pandemic scenario, and we can increase the activities for the operation. As I've said, we are accurately following all the restrictions for the pandemic and we have adopted some standards. We are also taking into account the second wave of the COVID. We also have adopted the home office, and that is going to make our collaborators and employees to be very safe. So as for the efficiency during this period, we had some internal research to validate and to know about the perception of our teams. So we have officially adopted the home office. So most of our collaborators are working home office. We also have had some research with our teams, and we also took into account all the needs and requirements. So we have decided that since August, we have the alternative for those who would like to work in the company, or they can also work home office. And that has been working quite well. There is also this reflection according to the pandemic, so we take everything into account. And we also consider the health of our collaborators. We also have managers in the commercial area, and they also provide support. And we also have all the care in order to avoid any issues. We also have our project. We have tools that are digital, and that improves the sales process. And that is also good for due to the isolation that we are now in. So we have also updated various processes, and we have the new trends of the market. So all the internal processes of the company, we want to simplify and transform our management process to be simpler and more efficient. I am very, very confident for this. Well, we see the next months, and it's very important for us to be very attentive. We are prepared. We have our agenda, and I hope, well, our team is ready. And I think that, well, we are concerned about the second wave of the COVID, but we are taking everything into account. And naturally, according to the pandemic, we still have this expectation, and we are very confident we will be able to achieve our milestones. Even though we have a scenario, a worldwide uncertain scenario, we have this recapture scenario, and we strengthened our team for the management and the commercial areas. And we also have a team that are correcting the key performance indicators, identifying and correcting all the issues. We also have evaluation processes, and there is also reflection about the alignment of our culture and performance that we expect from our team. I hope that this pandemic gets over fast. So I would like to finish our presentation of the results of PDT refer to the third quarter of 2020 and 9 months. And I would like if you have any questions. Thank you. We will now have the questions and answers. If you have any question, please press 1. And if your question is answered, press 2. All the questions will be answered. So please do not use the phone. So then we will have a better quality to listen to the questions. Congratulations for the results. As for the detriment of the plan, I understand that there is a law of the passive. Do you have any idea of the result of it? Bruno, good morning. Thank you for your question. Well, initially, we have an estimate and we will be able to know once we have the meeting. We have an estimation of the reduction of 40-45% of the passive. Next question. Mark Pierre. Good morning. Thank you for the evolution of the results of PDG. Do you have any provision to have the launchings? What are the markets that you are intended to work with? Good morning. Thank you for your question. Yes, we do have. This is very important. We are working with this recapture scenario. And we have a launching plan since 2019. And we are foreseeing to have that for 2020. The idea is to 2021. I don't know if it's going to be in the first semester or the second semester. There is also according to the pandemic and the vaccine, but the idea is to focus on São Paulo City, in which we have our biggest operation. We have also our headquarters office. Next question, Ryan Smith, Arbus Investments. As you've mentioned, the cash burn was lower considering 2 years. And that might be a reflex of the restructuration of the debts for the recovery. What is the expectation in terms of the cash? Thank you, Brian, for your question. Yes, I think that, well, since the beginning, we were focusing and we have been talking about that in the last calls. We had a total control of the cash flow. And there is also a focus for the company. So I think that if we take into account the two important points, then we will be able to have an effect for the cash. Because if we take into account the other companies, they are smaller. So we don't have any operational activities, so we are still protecting that. So I would say that, well, obviously, we need to take everything into account. We don't have any expectation for the cash in a short term. And this is going to keep the same way it is. So once we recapture, we will naturally have a different structure. And that will also depend on the future scenario. So in a medium and short term, we don't have any expectation. Sergio Frias Matias, Brook Investments. Congratulations for the improvement. As for, do you expect any acceleration for the PDG sales? And that can interfere in the recapture plan for the company? Well, good morning. Thank you for your question. Yes, undoubtedly, the improvement of the sales are all reflected according to this scenario, the national scenario. And that has worked very effectively. And also the acceleration of sales. This scenario is very uncertain and postpone some things, but the reduction of the interest rate is very important. So I think that this is according to this uncertain scenario, and obviously with the expectation to maintain all of that, we don't have anything clear about the interest rate. We know that the interest rate might increase, but we don't know exactly the percentage of it. But we want to have a scenario that reinforces and brings such a security for the 2021, and we will be able to launch. And this is very important for our decision. Luiz Moreira, CNG. How is the provision for the announcement of the last year? On the planning, internally, we are ready to work with it, and we have opted to postpone the launchings and the budget of the new brand. And obviously, that demands a lot of things, and we are focusing on our sales scenario. Well, we are working with it, and before the pandemic, we didn't know about what would happen. So we are intending to work with that for 2021, but that will depend on the second wave of the COVID-19. We are very conservative, and we are very concerned about it. So that's why we have postponed for 2021. Next question, Nercilio Amaral, Penny. What is the provision of the company? What is missing? What is missing for the company? Is there any plan for the AGC? Thank you for your question. Yes. We have a very important step for our plan, and we have been committing with the plan. There are some steps of the plan, and as for the operational part, it takes longer. But in general, we have been committed with all the payments of the creditors, and I understand that we have been fulfilling what was initially approved. And I would like to emphasize the response that this is not a decision from the company, but according to the law, this is a legal decision, and everything has to be taken into account, as well as all the assets. And with the new management, our expectation is not to be postponed. But it's very difficult to provide you a term, because this is not only from the company side. We also have a question from Suelen Gomes, Gomes para Investimentos. Good morning. If I'm not mistaken, well, I know that according to the quarters, the results have been improving and the balance is clear. Do you expect any recapture after the judicial? Good morning, Suelen. Thank you for your question. Yes, we believe in a recapture. Well, but we are not concerned whether this is going to be faster or not. We want that to be very sustainable. We are concerned in improving all the operational management, because we went through a very difficult scenario, and that resulted, well, we had to waive a lot of activities, and the idea is to have that improved for the company. So our recapture, we are concerned about the recapture, and that has to be very sustainable. And we also have to take into account the economic scenario, because that is very important. So we are internally focused on the recapture.
Suelen Gomes has a second question.
Will the company work with other partnerships? Thank you for the results. Thank you, Suelen. Yes, we would like to work with partnerships, and we have been analyzing. There is no guideline so far. No strategic guideline. And all the partnerships aggregate value for both sides. And that is very important for us to seek for partners and work with other companies and also investors. And we believe that this is a very important strategy for the company and for the recaptures scenario.
Sergio Brito, Goldman Sachs.
Well, that's a very good news for the delivery of the Palm Beach in Manaus. Do you have any expectation for other deliveries? Thank you for your question. Well, the focus of the company, well, we still have works that are unfinished. And once we are able to finish, to conclude, then we get very satisfied about. And we still have internal meetings ongoing. And we take into account all the assets. We also have other projects. So we have a very clear view about the projects, and some are very evolved. And this is our internal focus. And once we are able to finish and to solve any kind of issues, we will be very satisfied about.
Daniel Santos from Peninsa Investimentos. What is the profile of the launching that you have commented? Is the recovery, do you need any resources for the launching? Ladies and gentlemen, please wait. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I had a connection issue. Okay, to answer to your question, the focus of the recapture, as I've said, is for São Paulo, and our idea is also focused on our current projects and medium and high classes, and we are focused on the São Paulo region. The status of the judicial recapture brings out some resources. But I think that today the market, there is an expectation, a different expectation that we had in the past. And that supports us to have the possibility, to have new possibilities. And we still have some issues at the moment. Saul Miller, Blue Angel Asset Management. Congratulations for the management of the company. The increase of the costs might increase for the next year. Was there any increase for the current quarter? Thank you. Well, we know that the financial market, we have all the expenses, but this is also according to the raw material for the works. We have one building, one work, and we reflect all of that. So as for the recapture, I believe that it's not going to be in a long term, and it is a reflection according to the pandemic, but we still have a cost issue. Our numbers do not reflect for the raw material and others.
our Q&A session is finished. Now, final considerations. I'd like to thank you, everyone, for the participation. It's quite nice to be able to answer to your questions and all your interest with our work. I'm very confident with our team. We are now living in a very difficult moment due to the pandemic, when we are still more focused and we are united and we are working and we want to recapture. I would like to thank you all, and we will be able to talk about more information on the next session. Thank you. The teleconference of the third quarter and 9 months of PDG is now finished. Please, you can turn off your phones.